into the world of design. To enter the world of design, we need a key. In fact, all the great worlds require a key. Be it microbiology, programming, astrophysics, or even world expeditions. The key is a simple thing. But before I explain what it is, I must yet again quickly note that this key cannot be found among grades or tests, not to mention cramming. The key is an authentic desire, not because job or fame or GPA or career or showing off or looking smarter. An authentic desire, a reason to design, which doubles as a scaffold that will keep us moving forward no matter what. Learning computer programming to graduate and get a job only works for a little while. But a true hunger for art lasts a lifetime. It does not end when the career ends, or one does not get accepted into some brand name university. Of course, we all have this within us, but oftentimes our paths become entangled in knots, and we end up moving in directions that don't help us grow. We have to look into our hearts and discover what that art desire is, what seems fascinating, what seems inviting, and what will eventually end up as a stepping stone towards greatness. Think of it as synthetic versus authentic. The synthetic urge is when, for example, a parent demands that her child becomes a doctor. And an authentic urge is when we follow what calls to us from within. Schools nearly fraudulently sell the promise of accessing some career field, but normal people don't even use words like career field. Within us is a very delicate system of curiosities that is all too easy to ignore in the haste of life. It works like this. When young, we notice something at a museum. As we grow, our curiosities slowly take us towards computers, programming, 3D modeling, hardware, 3D printing. And all the while, we are shuffling it all together, like cards, to see which of the things we like may fit together, somehow, for some reason, for no reason. Well, it just so happens that with museums uploading 3D scans of their treasures online, anybody can own a miniature copy of the 3,500-year-old Prudhoe Lions, here shared by the British Museum. It is not just about technology. In fact, it is better to study the 3D model and make a replica by hand in air-dry clay, for example. Making these kinds of connections is not just about neat trinkets, but learning the art style, mastering various ways with which similar figures can be created from scratch as original ideas, and exploring and expanding such designs through galleries and exhibitions and even commercial products where one could either sell molds or complete concrete casts as outdoor decorations. It is not design when someone says, "I'm going to sell concrete statues and statue accessories." Design is driven by an authentic personal curiosity and passion for some dimension of art. And while design schools can teach how to use tools and how it is done, nothing can be done until one starts by pursuing their art interests. At which point, figuring out how to use tools is pure joy and not homework or any kind of work. No matter how far we have progressed in life or how busy we have become, the artist and the designer within us is always waiting for us to slow down so that the world of art can become relevant to our existence.